And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
It's the most special day in baseball, opening day, and at Target Field this year, second baseman Brian Dozier joins us. And Brian, what's opening day like for you?
Well, I think a lot of things play into effect. The fact that, you know, last year how we finished, being Lehman Stern being the worst team in baseball. I mean, there's no way around it, 103 losses. So I think going through the offseason, a long spring training, that we're looking forward to today to kind of get everything back on the right track and prove to people that I think we're a lot better than what we showed last year. And it starts today, and we're excited about it.
And a lot of people would say, you know, it's one out of 162, but gosh, opening day sure feels like a lot more than that, doesn't it?
Well, it's just because you hadn't had baseball for so long, and especially being up here in Minnesota, the fact that it's been extremely cold at times throughout the winter and everybody's looking to get outside and sunshine and some baseball and watch a big league baseball game. So it should be a fun atmosphere.
Hey, we'll talk the season ahead when we come back.
Hey, this is Krista Slaba of Tiger Lily. As a band, we spend a lot of our lives on the road. But last December, my life could have ended on the road. I was involved in a crash that left me upside down in a ditch, but I was safely held in wearing my seatbelt, the thing that saved my life. I always buckle up, even for short trips, and that's why I'm here today. Seatbelts do save lives. Buckle up, every trip, every time, and stay on the road of life.
A safety message from the North Dakota Department of Transportation.
Second baseman Brian Dozier. And Brian, you touched on it before the break, these early games being vital, and it is vital. I mean, it can set, I mean, nothing's given if you have a great first month, but it's kind of like in the game of cards too. you can't win the tournament the first day, but you can definitely lose it. And it's kind of like baseball too, right? You got to start strong and stay strong, right?
Well, you look at our past couple of years, we've started out very poorly. 2 years ago, fortunately, we were kind of able to get ourselves out of the rut a little bit in order to be in contention to the very last day. Last year, we got ourselves in a rut we can never get out of. You look at our schedule, this first month of April, almost every single game is against division opponents. So you can make or break a season in 1 month.
And finally, I think I have to speak for Twins fans across Twins country as a whole. It's great to see in a Twins uniform and hopefully for a long time to come.
Well, absolutely. I know there's a lot of things out there this offseason. I commend, Derek and Thad of how they handled everything, especially the brass of the Twins. But at the same time, I made it a point to make sure to be known that I want to be here. I came up with the Twins. I want to be here for a very long time, and Lord willing, finish my career here. That'd be a phenomenal thing. I love everything about the organization, and I'm also happy to be here on opening day.
Well, hey, thanks for your time. You're a class act. Always been great to me in our series, and wish you nothing but the best.
Thanks, Neil. Appreciate it.
All right, Brian Dozier again. That concludes this edition. If you missed one, check us on the website, springfeverbaseball.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by the Grand Hotel in Minot, North Dakota, and by the North Dakota Department of Transportation.